So you've been a coach here at Lakeside. How long?
Since 1988. Full-time, there's four of us that are full-time and about 10 part-time coaches.
This club, I bet, has turned out some great swimmers.
We have. A huge tradition. We've had 9 Olympians since the club started in 1928, and the most recent were in 2004 and 2008, and huge number of nationally level-ranked swimmers and a good number out in colleges now. We just graduated 25 kids.
Did you tell me how many kids come through here in a given year?
We have about 380 each year, and then we graduated 20, as I said, or 25 this year that graduate high school, and they'll go on to colleges. And then we'll cycle through. Usually in the fall, we pick up between 30 and 50 new swimmers each fall.
And so you'll send them on, I would presume, to the NCAA ranks and maybe
hopefully
beyond?
That would be the intent.
Now, when you and I first talked, we were going to talk about water safety, and I know there's is there a difference between water safety here in your pool versus in the middle of Lake Barkley? What are the similarities?
You know, within the lake, you're dealing with more unknowns. That what you can see in your surroundings are a lot more, or put you at risk a lot more than here in the pool. It's not as controlled. There's not a current. It's cold water, too hot of water. You're not dehydrated. You're not facing all those things that you would face. I'd say 50% of the kids can walk on the bottom of the pool if they became in danger, where they couldn't do that out in the middle of a lake.
Now, if you sent someone to a state swim meet in a life jacket, they would laugh you out of the business.
Certainly.
But you are a boater.
Sure.
You do jet skis. Now, what do you do out there for fun?
We boat. We actually surf a lot behind a big Mastercraft wakeboarding boat. We wakeboard, water ski, and then really do the jet skis, and then just kind of general relaxing on the lake.
So you wouldn't be in this position here if you weren't a good swimmer. But surely people look at you and say, Mike, you're a good swimmer. Why are you wearing a life jacket?
And we have, you know, we have the extra noodles and other, you know, devices on the boat. Anytime we have the kids with us or anything else, it's nonstop.
There are some boaters that will say, and a good friend of mine is one of them, Charlie, I don't need a life jacket. I know how to swim, or I'm a good swimmer. But if you're knocked in the head, or if you're choking and you think you're swimming up and you're really swimming down, you need a life jacket. And do you impart that kind of water safety advice to your swimmers? Is that necessary?
In terms of being at the lake, you know, of course we would. And even when we do some open water swims, anyone that's not swimming is wearing a life jacket when they're on the water.
So you're a good swimmer, but you wear a life jacket.
Sure.
That's cool. I like that. Are you ever tempted not to?
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, everybody is. But I think that, you know, things can happen too quick. And, you know, that accidents happen all the time. So,
do you have a personal life jacket story? If not you personally, maybe a friend?
I did remember having a cousin that she was run over by a jet ski. She was on one, and her brother ran her over, and there were severe injuries. But she had a life jacket on, and that did keep her afloat.
I was talking to a Navy SEAL earlier today, a brute of a man, could swim 8 miles in the dark in a raging sea if he needed to. But anyway, I remember him telling me that he always wore a life jacket.
Right.
I appreciate you taking your time to help in this campaign. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that every boater can't swim and they say they can, because they can. Or they wouldn't be out there. It's just the point is you can't swim when you're hurt. But the point about the SEAL, he said, you may be choking, you may be overboard by surprise,
right,
gasping for air, and you may not be able to swim, he said. As
sure.
good a swimmer as you are, it could render you unable to do it.
Right. Well, I think anything can happen. I mean, it's even just hanging out on the boat, you don't know, you know, that when you can slip, hit your head, do anything, and then how quickly somebody else can respond. You know, and I've been out jet skiing alone and done that, and I've wiped out, not even horsing around. So it's, you know, and luckily you had the life jacket on.